This is your Northwest Report for Tuesday, February 7th. I'm David Sparks, and a record number of cattle producers attended the National Cattlemen's Beef Association meeting in Nashville last week. Even though the cattle industry is dealing with slipping prices and the tabling of trade agreements such as TPP and possibly NAFTA, Kendall Frazier, the CEO of the NCBA, did have some good news, and it is a trend that we have seen throughout the Northwest, in which more young people are being involved in agriculture. Not only was there record attendance at this year's meeting, but Frazier is also noticing a youth movement.
One of the things I've seen here that I have not seen for a few years is a tremendous amount of young people here. The younger generation is at this convention, and they're active. All our meeting rooms have been full, and people are really participating, and this has really been quite a week here in Nashville.
Elsewhere, AgriPulse.com is reporting that as lawmakers begin their farm bill processes on Capitol Hill, there are concerns in Washington over how much money will be available for the next piece of legislation. And finally, climatologists in Washington State and Idaho are saying that the recent spate of rain and snowstorms is over for now. And that is your Northwest Report for Tuesday, February 7th. I am David Sparks.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.